Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you, brother. This is Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr. It is a blessing to fellowship with you again in this early morning hour, late night. I like to say let's go into prayer first, again, before we touch anything concerning the Word of God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before you asking you to forgive us for our sins, forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, for our faults and for our wrongs. We ask that you keep us before you and that this early morning hour you be with us to give us another fresh word, another dose from the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We ask that you just soothe us and minister to us and quiet us and allow your word, O God, to just be rich in our spirit. Allow it to set the tone, the peaceful tone. We just thank you for everything. We love you, Lord. I ask that you make me usable and use me. Fill me with the word of wisdom. Fill me with the word of knowledge. Give me a spiritual understanding of your most precious and holy word. Father, you do the teaching. Allow me to decrease that you may increase. None of us can ever minister apart from you. None of us. There's nothing we could ever say, O God, without you being the one to tell us what to say. So we ask in Jesus' name that you remember your sheep, your people that you have handpicked to listen to this broadcast that have questions that also are going to need prayer. Just move in a mighty way, and we thank you for everything. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. I'd like to ask you, brethren, we're going to tackle two scriptures tonight. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, and John chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. And I'd like to ask you to get those two. And while you are getting them, what I'm going to do is allow God to use me to read the description of the lesson so that that way we know where we're going tonight or this morning and we'll know how God is going to feed us. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 3 and John chapter 14, remember that. Now, while you're finding that, the way to heaven isn't complicated, but it also isn't easy. Acts 14:22. In the International Standard Version said, we must endure many hardships, they said, to get into the kingdom of God. See, Jesus himself said to enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Thank you, Lord. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That's Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. In verse 13, the word way is translated from the Greek word hados, and it also means road, journey, path. When you look at the scripture, it looks easy because two paths are discussed here. But when you find out the differences between the two paths, or ways, or journeys, then that's when it becomes difficult. The word straight in verses 13 and 14 means narrow, but so does the Greek word thlebo in verse 14. These two words, narrow, mean two different things. Let's notice them and also how they relate to John chapter 3, where Jesus told the religious leader that you must be born again in order to see the kingdom of God. Grab your Bibles and let's get into this and hear what the Holy Ghost has to say to us. He intends to answer someone's questions. And you can call for prayer at 203-745-8162 after the lesson to give your life to the Lord. Let's have another word of prayer, actually, while the Lord is blessing us, so that that way we can, after this, go into reading the scripture and give God all of the glory. Father, we just love you, and we just thank you. We just thank you for everything, God. We just love you. Please minister to us. Please feed us, oh Lord, from your word, because we just want to learn your word. We just want to feast on your word. We just want to study your word. We just want to know what your word says. And we desire, oh Father, that you teach us. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for hearing us. We thank you for answering us. And we give you the glory. We give you the thanks. And we give you the praise. And thank you for this peaceful atmosphere. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's a blessing when you can just worship God, when you can just sit before the Lord and have a little quiet time. You can just worship him. Let's start off in John chapter 14. And I want to read that out of the Living Bible, because this way we can set the tone for the lesson. And then we can go into John chapter 3. In the Living Bible, John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You are trusting God, not trusting me. There are many homes up there where my Father lives, and I am going to prepare them for your coming. When everything is ready, then I will come and get you, so that you can always be with me where I am. If this weren't so, I would tell you plainly, and you know where I am going and how to get there." "No, we don't," Thomas said. "We haven't any idea where you are going. So how can we know the way?" Verse 6, Jesus told him, "I am the way, yes, and the truth, and the life. No one can get to the Father except by means of me." Praise God. And now let's read John chapter 3 out of the King James Version. Verses 1 through 13. "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, 'Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him.' Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Verily, verily, I say unto thee,'" now you know verily, verily means this is very, very important, "I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, 'How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?' Jesus answered, 'Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Capital S, that's the Holy Ghost, you know. "Nicodemus answered and said unto him, 'How can these things be?' Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Art thou a master," which means teacher, "of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Brethren, I'd like you to pay attention to that 13th verse right there, where Jesus told him, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven." Ascended means to go up. "But he that came down from heaven, even," which means I'm talking about the Son of Man, which is in heaven. In that one verse, Jesus described his omnipresence. He let it be known that he was in heaven and on earth at the very same time, right there in that verse. That is something that is hard to catch. Another thing that is hard to catch is John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now, it's important, while Nicodemus is being told this by Jesus, the Greek word is eido, which means to be aware, or to behold, or consider, or to perceive. He said, unless a man is born again, he cannot be aware of, or he can't see, he can't look, he can't behold, he can't even consider, and he can't perceive the kingdom of God. You can explain to someone about the kingdom of God and the joy thereof, but if a person is not born again, they just won't understand what you're talking about. There's a lot of people that don't understand the joy that you have. You're born again. You're saved. You have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and been ushered into the family of God by the Holy Ghost. And therefore, we have a certain hope. We have a certain joy that the world just don't understand. Think of this. Think of the whole world, how the world is against the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about how so many people live an ungodly life, and yet they say that God is their Father. Yet they say that they love Jesus, or they believe in Jesus. But yet they don't live to serve him. Very deep. But we are born again. We live to serve him. We've given our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a joy. We have a hope. We have an expectation. We have inherited eternal life by accepting him, because we are born again. We've been reborn. We've been regenerated. Internally, we've been recreated. Things that are hard to catch when you read scripture. 1 John 3:13, where Jesus said he was on earth and in heaven at the very same time. That's hard to catch. A lot of ministers don't minister that. And right here, where Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot understand, perceive, or be aware of, or consider the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, capital S, meaning the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, because this Greek word is hudor, and it means water, there are some things in the Bible that are symbolic. Now, when it comes to the Word of God, there are different symbols when it comes to the Word of God. One of them is a mirror. In James chapter 1, verses 23 through 25, it says, for if a person just listens and doesn't obey, he is like a man looking at his face in a mirror. As soon as he walks away, he can't see himself anymore or remember what he looks like. But if anyone keeps looking steadily into God's law for free men, he will not only remember it, but he will do what it says, and God will greatly bless him in everything he does. It is called a mirror, because the Word of God reflects the mind of God, and also it exposes the true condition of man. Another symbolic thing for the Bible is a seed. 1 Peter 1:23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Another symbol of the Word that's important is water. In Ephesians 5, verse 25 to 27, Scripture says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Because of cleansing and quenching and refreshing traits of the Bible, of the Word of God, it is called water. So when Jesus said here, "Unless a man is born, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit," capital S, "he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Now, it's important that we understand what water means here. It doesn't mean water baptism. How do we know? Because if you turn over to Ephesians chapter 2, and it's going to be verse 8, I believe. Let me see. Yes. Verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Notice that again, verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved through faith." Now, there's a denomination, the apostolic faith, which teaches that through water baptism, that's how you're saved. Excuse me. And after that, you come up out of the water speaking in other tongues. And in the cases that a person doesn't, then they run with the phrase, "Let's tarry with you," which means to wait until you're filled with the Holy Ghost, well, until you're speaking in other tongues. But doctrinally, there is error in that, because verse 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself." See, we're saved by faith, but by grace are we saved through faith. By grace. By grace. By God's love for us, he's blessed us to be saved through faith in Jesus Christ. And that faith is not of ourselves. It's not something that we thought of or that we come to the conclusion of. But it is the gift of God. Listen, saints, it is God that draw us unto Jesus Christ. It is God that does it. No one else can do it. None of us have done it on our own. We have come to God through Jesus Christ because he drew us. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. He drew us. That is a very powerful thing. So, again, John 3, verse 5, Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Verily, verily," meaning this is very, very important, "I say unto thee, except a man be born of water," which again, this water here is symbolic of the word of God, "unless the word of God cleanse us." He said, "unless a man is born, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit," capital S, referring to the Holy Ghost, who is God. In other words, unless the Holy Ghost washes us, unless he cleanses our spirit by the word of God, which the word of God as a mirror shows us our wrong. It shows us that we need God. And the only way to God is through Jesus Christ, which I must take a moment to share the thought of this lesson. God said it's to be called, if you want to see Jesus and live with him after all of this chaos here on earth, you must be born again. The title of the lesson is The Way to the Father, the truth about him, and the life we must live is the same. And that's only through Jesus Christ. Oh, there's no wrong in him, no fault in him. Those of us that know him, he has never let us down. You can call after this lesson, 203-745-8162, if you have never given your life to the Lord. If you have been trying to seek out God, if you have been wondering, how do I get to Jesus Christ? How do I come into the family? Oh, glory to God. How do I come into the family of God? You can call after this lesson, 203-745-8162, and let the Lord use me to pray with you. To pray with you. See, you're hearing about the Lord now. A lot of people use Romans 10 and 9 as the basis. And, well, they tell you to read that. And after you read it, they say, well, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then you shall be saved. Scripture goes a lot deeper than that. Verse 9 of chapter 10 says that if thou shalt, let me go back to verse 8. But what sayest it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith. Here it is again, that word faith, which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But then it goes further. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is something that is offered to all of us in the human race, brethren. All of us. It don't matter if a person, and listen, one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ, you're not going to be able to give your life to him and then continue in a life of sin, because the word of God will cleanse you. Jesus Christ is the word of God. John 1:1, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. John 1:14, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld him. That means we looked at him. We saw him. The brother John was saying then, it wasn't John the Baptist that wrote this. John the Baptist is the one that prepared the way for the Lord, yes. But the disciple John, the apostle, is the one that wrote the book of John. And he said, we beheld the word of God. We looked at him. Scripture says, again, verse 12, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now look at verse 14 of Romans 10. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. So you can't just say, verse 9, well, I confess the Lord with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, because the question then becomes, how can you call on him whom you have not believed? And how can you believe on him of whom you have not heard? And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can someone preach except God send them to you? So those of you that are not saved, you're hearing about Jesus Christ right now. He told Nicodemus, in order for you to be able to understand what I'm saying, meaning this is what Jesus was telling Nicodemus in John 3, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see or perceive or consider or ponder or understand the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is telling Nicodemus this. And then it was proven, because Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? So he didn't understand it. He missed the whole point. This whole world is missing the whole point. If you say that you accept Jesus Christ, then you must live the way he lived. You must believe in what he taught. You must follow the steps that he took, the example he left. A person that does not accept Jesus Christ cannot come into the family of God. Listen, a lot of people say, well, God is all of our Father, but that's not true. Jesus himself cleared that up in John chapter 8. And let's go to verse 42. Now, Jesus here was talking to the Jews. He was talking to the Pharisees. Verse 22, actually, let's read this. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself because he said, whether I go, ye cannot come? And he said unto them, Jesus did, you are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. So now Jesus is talking to the Jews here now. Now down in John chapter 8, verse 42, Jesus said unto them also, if God were your father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Listen to that, brethren. People that lie, people that won't follow God, people that don't give God their heart, their will, they're not the children of God. In Revelation, now this is going to be real deep, but I got to say it as God give it to me. There's a lot of people, like the Lord let me say in prior lessons, who live an unholy life, who live an ungodly life, who dabble or live a life of homosexuality, who live a life of murder and wrath and drunkenness and reveling, who won't accept God, who run from Jesus Christ, who reject Jesus Christ, who decide to get into other religions, Islam and Jehovah's Witnesses and other cults like Masonry and Eastern Star and different fraternities and things like that. All of these things they get into to declare themselves righteous. But the righteousness of God is Jesus Christ. And if you reject Jesus Christ, then you will not get into heaven. When the person, see, we're on this side of life, and when we go to a funeral and see a body laying there, we assume that the person is at peace. Al Sharpton said James Brown is in heaven cutting steps. But these things are not true. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, scriptures, let's go to verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. This is what God the Father said. And then in verse 8, he said, but the fearful. Now that means those that are scared to stand up for Jesus Christ. Those are cowards. Those that there's people that won't accept Jesus Christ because they're too scared. They're scared of what people will say about them. They'll call me a holy roller because I believe in Jesus Christ. Never mind them. Don't be scared. Because it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers. Now, whoremongers in the Greek means male prostitutes, men that sell their bodies. You know, the women were called harlots, but the males were called whoremongers. And sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Give your life to the Lord, brethren. Time is short, not just on this broadcast, but in this world. Jesus Christ will be coming back soon. Look at what this country is going to. Look at what this world is doing. Come on, come out of it. Come out of the sin. Let God kill the sin in your life. Let's just humble ourselves. Let's let God humble ourselves. Let's let his word be right and to tell us that we're wrong. Let's not try to tell God he's wrong and we're right, because that would be a lie. In Scripture, 1 John, the same John, he wrote the book of John also, but he also wrote another epistle, a teaching book, 1 John chapter 1. Here's what the brother said. Verse 5, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Then he said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Listen, brethren, if you're living a life that is contrary to God's word, then you don't have no fellowship with God. And if you say you do, you're lying. Scripture just said that. Verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Do you understand? We are all sinners. God acknowledges. He told us that. It's right in the word. It's important to read the word. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 10, scripture says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. And then in verse 23 of chapter 3, God said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare the righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus Christ. God will be the justifier of us if we believe in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, he is the way, the only way to God the Father. You can't go through Muhammad. You can't go through Joseph Smith. So if you're in Mormonism, come out. If you're in Islam, come out. You can't go through Mary Baker Eddy. So if you're in Christian Science, come out. You can't go through Ellen G. White. So if you're a Seventh-day Adventist, come out, because you can't follow the law and get to heaven. It doesn't work that way. In the scriptures, it tells us right in Galatians, if you find Galatians, it's going to be Galatians chapter 3. I'm trying to turn it with one hand while I'm talking, all the while also being mindful of the time. Thank God for us being able to go over a little bit. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, oh God, I just might as well do it this way. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 1, here's what scripture says. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? I'm going to read that out of the Living Bible, because that's going to be plain as day. It says, O foolish Galatians, what magician has hypnotized you and cast an evil spell upon you? For you used to see the meaning of Jesus Christ's death as clearly as though I had waved a placard before you with a picture on it of Christ dying on the cross. Let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by trying to keep the Jewish laws? Of course not, for the Holy Spirit came upon you only after you heard about Christ and trusted him to save you. Then have you gone completely crazy? For if trying to obey the Jewish laws never gave you spiritual life in the first place, why do you think that trying to obey them now will make you stronger Christians? You have suffered so much for the gospel. Now, are you going to just throw it all overboard? He said, I can hardly believe it. Come on, saints. Accept accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. I'm just going to pray this prayer with you, and then I'm going to end the broadcast. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us for our sins and shortcomings. Forgive us for our faults and our wrongs. Lord, bless those that you are blessing to listen to this broadcast, whether tonight, tomorrow, next year, next week, it doesn't matter. Those that hear this, bless them to understand that they need to accept you, Jesus Christ, as their Lord and Savior. Bless them to understand, oh Father, that there's two ways, that there's two paths. Bless them to understand, Father, where you said when you was on earth, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Teach them, Lord. Let them understand that there's going to be many going to hell, many going through that wide, broad gate, that way, that path, that many will find, but it leads to destruction. In verse 14 of Matthew 7, you said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Father, those that are calling on you right now, we touch and agree with them. And I ask you, Father, to hear them. Glory to God. Hear them. Comfort them as they sleep tonight. Put your arm around them. Saturate them in your love. Encourage them, empower them, give them a desire to study your word, to read it, to read the book of John, that they may learn about you. Please, Father. In John chapter 5, verse 39, Lord Jesus, you said, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Father, minister to them. Talk to them, encourage them, stand by them, minister to us all, and let us have a peaceful night tonight. And those that you lead to call the ministry after this broadcast, please give me the strength to pray with them and fellowship with them. If they need to vent, please give me the strength to hear them and to hear you and to relay what you tell me to say. Those that you use to be a blessing financially to the ministry, I'm asking, Father, that you just reward them because of their love for the ministry. This is your work, not mine. Touch their heart that they should share a reasonable and anointed love offering to be able to help those that are without. So you can use the ministry to help those with the help of my brethren and sisters that are listening to this broadcast. Please move in a mighty way. We love you, Father, and we ask that you help us to show you that. And again, please allow us to rest tonight. Answer all of our prayer requests. Bring my wife forth. Bring forth the wife of the other brothers in the ministry that are praying for a wife. Bring the husbands forth of the women in the ministry that are praying for a husband. Bring the parents forth to the children that are praying to you for parents, spiritually and natural parents. Father, please hear us and please move. We love you, Lord. We love you. Those that have no business in our lives, move them out. Please, Father, break fellowship between us and those that reject you. It don't matter who they are, brother, sister, wife, mother, husband, father. It doesn't matter. Cousin, nephew, aunt, it doesn't matter. Uncle, neighbor, boss, best friend from the world, it doesn't matter. Cousins, it doesn't matter. Please. And send godly friends, neighbors, loved ones into our lives so that we can walk together and serve you. Bless every household that is represented tonight by those that are listening to this broadcast. Let your anointing move now. Thank you, Father, for hearing us and for answering us. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. I love you all, brethren. God bless you. And enjoy your morning this Saturday. Enjoy it. And I pray that the Lord wake all of us up with a praising and praying spirit. And enjoy the weekend. Enjoy it. And make sure you give some time to the Lord. Don't forget 203-745-8162 for prayer. 24/7, the ministry is open. Also, if you go on my Facebook wall, you'll see the link to the ministry's website where you can leave your prayer request there on the website. And also, there's a tab that says your donations are support of the ministry. Please let God use you. Please, just let him use you. Let him use you. Sow into good ground. Let him use you. Even if you have old Bibles, we do street ministry, and we have Bibles on the street. If you have any old ones that you want to donate to the ministry, please get in touch with me. I'll give you the mailing address, and you can send them to the ministry. We're right here. Well, we're incorporated in 8 states, but the headquarters is right here in New Haven, Connecticut. Let's team up together. Jesus will be back soon. Let's partner together and win some souls for the kingdom. We love you, and God bless you. Have a good night and a good day. And a good afternoon and a good morning. In Jesus' name, be blessed.